We are very humbled to be with you tonight.
I have
looked forward to this moment for a long time.
About
10 years ago, somebody sent me 2 tapes of Brother Erlo Stegan's preaching. After the first tape, I was in my office and I sat back in my chair and I said, "This man knows God." I listened to the second tape. I called my secretary in my office. I said, "Who are these people?" I said, "I want you to immediately call them and send me every tape he made." I got a box. I started listening. You know a man's heart by his preaching. And when I came to the property here today, I'm never impressed with buildings, though we thank God for buildings. There was one thing I wanted to know when I came on the property. Will I sense the presence of Jesus? God, right inside the gate. Jesus filled my heart. Jesus is here. Brother Stegan, thank you for inviting me. And I look forward tomorrow to hearing you preach again. You will fire my soul and the soul of everybody that comes. I'm honored to have my son preach with me. If you read the Cross and Switchblade, if you read my book, The Cross and Switchblade, my wife was expecting a child while I was working with gangs in New York City. She was about to deliver. And she called me and said, "Please come home, I need you." We lived way out in the country, about 300 or 200 kilometers away. I pastored a little small church in a small town. But God had called me to walk on the streets and work with gangs and drug addicts. I said, "Honey, I can't come home right now." I met a drug addict, a boy on the street. He was homeless and he had no shoes. I said, I invited him to stay with the pastor's house with me tonight. I said, we'll just trust the Lord. You know, I love you, but I can't leave this boy because he's going to be lost. When I hung up the phone,
lapho ngilibeka phansi ucingo.
I put my head on a table.
Ngase ngibeka isandla sami phezu kwetafula.
And I said, I might as well go home. I might as well go home.
Kushuthi ngathi enhlizweni yami ay I've been
preaching this boy for hours and he doesn't want to hear.
Ngoba sengikhulume nalo mfana cishe mayise amahora amaningana kodwa engathi akafuni ukthoba alalele.
I just had my head on the desk.
Ngase sengigobodisa etafuleni.
And this boy said, "What's wrong with you, preacher?"
Wase engibuza lo mfana ukuthi yini enzeka kuwena uzwani.
I said, "I've been walking the streets preaching to guys like you. You don't want to hear."
Ngithi mina ngibengihambe endaweni ezemsebenzi labantu besebenza khona ngikushumayela phakathi kwabantu abanjengawe kodwa wena awufuni ukulalela.
I might as well go home.
Ngathi kuyena yabona kungcono ngivele ngiye
ekhaya. I told him about my wife.
Ukuze ngikwazi ukuthi ngibe seduze komngane.
She's going to be in hospital soon. She's expecting a baby and I should be with her.
Ngoba manje usesibhedlela ulindele ba akhululeke manje kumele ba ngibe khona.
He said, "What do you want, a boy or a girl?"
Lo mfana uyangibuza ke manje ukuthi ke uma esebelethe ufuna umfana noma intombazana.
God had already determined what it would be.
Kodwa manje mina ngathi ngangakazi ukuthi kufanele kube yini.
He said, "I will make a deal with you."
Wayesethi kuyena ke kukhona ebengifisa ukuthi ke zivumelane ngakho nawe.
He said, "If you want a boy,"
wathi uma ngabe ufuna umfana.
I said, "I want a son."
Ushuthi ke manje ke mina ngumfana ngindodana yakho.
I have two daughters, I want a son.
Uthi ke yena ke unamadoda ulokhuzana.
He said, "If God gives you a son, I'll give my heart to Jesus."
Wathi yena uma ngabe uNkulunkulu ekunikeza indodana, ngizoyinikela inhliziyo yami.
I said, "God doesn't make deals."
Ngathi ke yena hey uNkulunkulu akangeni eyivumelwaneni enjalo.
He said, "That's it." You have to get a boy. Then Jesus gets me. It was a boy that night. God blessed me with a boy. His name is Gary. He'll be preaching to you tomorrow. God is faithful. I came to bring the word of the Lord to you. I want you please to turn to Jeremiah. 33rd chapter. If you plan to be here tomorrow, you must bring your Bible. This is a Bible church. This is a Bible place. I want to talk to you about ministry to the Lord. Beginning at verse
19,
Jeremiah
33.
I want to show you a covenant God has made to us. It's a double covenant. Verse 19. I'll read it and then you can go. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah saying, "Thus saith the Lord, if you can break the covenant of the day, and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day or night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers." Verse 22, "As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant." Now that's the first part of the covenant. And the second part of the covenant, "And the Levites that minister unto me."
Izwi likaJehova lafika kuJeremiah lathi, usho kanje uJehova uthi, "Uma naphula izimelano sami semini nezimelano sami sobusuku, kuze ngabikho imini nobusuku ngesikhathi sakho, khona izimelano sami noDavid inceku yami siyakwaphula ukuze angabi nandodana yokubusa esihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi kanye namalevi abapriesti izikhonzi zami njengebandla lasezulwini lingenakubalwa nesihlabathi solwandle singenakulinganiswa kanjalo ngiyakwandisa inzalo kadavide inceku yami namalevi angikhonzayo.
My God, anoint me tonight. Pray. My God, anoint me tonight.
Nkulunkulu wethu, ngicela ukuthi ungigcobe kusihlwa nje.
Touch my lips.
Ugcobe izindebe zami.
Come now, Holy Spirit.
Yehla moya ongcwele.
Touch every heart.
Uthinte ileyo naleyo nhliziyo.
Give us ears to hear.
Ukuze kube khona indlebe zokuzwa.
Give us a heart that is open.
Sikwazi ukuba sibe nenhliziyo ekuthobelayo.
Change me as I preach.
Unguqule kwamina ngisashumayela.
Change us all as we hear.
Unguqule sonke njengoba nathi silalele.
I have your word.
Nginezwi lakho.
Give us now the full blessing of the gospel.
Ulokho sicela usibusise ngokugcwele ngevangeli.
In the name of Christ our Lord, amen.
Egameni lika Jesu Christ inkosi yethu, amen.
Everywhere we go around the world we find discouraged pastors.
Uma siqhubeka sihamba nomhlaba wonke sihlangana njalo nabefundisi abaphelelwe umdlandla.
In one country recently,
kwelinye izwe nje maduzane,
we were told by the pastors who gathered,
satshelwa abefundisi ababehlangene lapho.
So many pastors, evangelical pastors, were leaving the ministry.
Abaningi abefundisi abasemabandleni ashumayela ivangeli bayawushiya umsebenzi wabo.
Tired and weary and worn out.
Bekhathele futhi ubonto bakhandlekile.
In one of our conferences,
kweminye imihlangano izinqungquthela,
1500 ministers in present.
Ngale kuleyo nqungquthela kwakuyinkulungwane inkulungwane eyodwa namakhulu amahlanu.
And I ask this question.
Ngase ngibuza kubona lo mbuzo.
How many of you expected to leave the ministry after this conference?
Ngase ke sengibabuza ukuthi emva kwale nqungquthela obani bangaki abebekulungela ukuthi bazoshiya umsebenzi wabo okushumayela na?
I said, I want you to stand.
Ngathi kubona ngicela nime ngenyawo.
And come forward for prayer.
Nize phambili nizothola umthandazo.
And out of 1500 pastors.
Kwakuya lapho kukhona ke leyo nkulungwane namakhulu amahlanu abefundisi.
Over 250 came for prayer that they were leaving the ministry.
Kuleso sibalo abangamakhulu amabili namashumi amahlanu babekade besebenqumile ukubona bazowushiya umsebenzi wobufundisi.
And everywhere I go, I ask bishops and I ask leaders.
Yonke indawo la ngihamba khona ngiyababuza ababhishophi, ngibuza abaholi.
What's going on with your brothers? What's going on in the ministry in your country?
Ngibuze kubona ukuthi kuqhubeka kanjani phakathi kwabefundisi bamabandla enu na.
Why are the pastors so discouraged? Why are so many leaving the ministry?
Kungani abefundisi bephelele umdlandla beshiya nemsebenzi ovangela na?
I get all kinds of answers.
Bese ngithola ke inhlobo ngenhlobo zeimpendulo.
They say sometimes they say it's pornography, it's the internet, it's culture.
Kwesinye isikhathi babeka isizathu seyithombe eziveza ubunqunu babantu kwenkathi internet lokho kubokwa kuma computer nezinye izathu nje ke.
I get every conceivable kind of excuse as to why men are leaving the pulpit.
Ngithola zonke lezi izizathu ezingacacile ezokuthi kungani amadoda kaNkuluNkulu eshiya ipulpit.
I'm not asking that question anymore.
Angisawubuzi lowo mbuzo manje.
If you're here tonight and you're discouraged and you're downhearted and thinking of quitting the ministry.
Kodwa uma ngabe ubula kulomhlangano ufika lapha vele ungokhathele futhi udangele usucabanga lokushiya umsebenzi.
It would do me no good to have a half an hour with you and try to find the reason.
Manje ngeke ungisize ngalutho mina kuba mhlambe ngiqhubeke nawe esinye isigamu sehora ngizama ukuthi ngilwe nesizathu leso.
If you're a man or woman of God and you've been called,
uma ubuya indoda noma owesifazane kaNkuluNkulu ubiziwe.
If I'm a praying man,
uma ngabe ngiyokhulekayo.
And if God has sent me here,
uma engithumele lapho uNkulunkulu.
And if I have a word from God,
uma ngabe nginezwi elivela kuNkulunkulu.
I don't need any other reason.
Angisidingi esinye isizathu.
The Holy Ghost has to take the word and speak to your heart and to mine.
Kumele uMoya oNgcwele athathe izwi alikhulume engqondweni yakho alihumushe.
I don't want to be perplexed about why people are discouraged and downhearted.
Umake ngenze kanjalo ngeke ngithole sengimangela ngiphoxeka futhi ukuthi abantu kungani abantu bedangene.
This one thing I know.
Yinye kuphela into engiyazi.
There's never been a generation that has so needed men of God in the pulpit.
Asike isikhathi engisaziyo ngaphambili esike sabadinga abantu abazoma epulpit bashumayela.
We have outsinned Sodom 25 years ago.
Loko sesikubonile cishe manje eminyakeni engamashumi abili nanhlanu adlule.
And all over the world.
Cishe umhlaba wonke.
People are calling for answers.
Abantu bafuna izimpendulo.
Our church people are hungry.
Abantu bebandla bafuna balambile.
Never have we so needed men and women of prayer and men of God in the pulpit with a word from heaven.
Asike isikhathi esedlula lesilabe kudinga khona amadoda azoma epulpit ashumayele futhi beabantu bomthandazo.
When 9/11 hit New York City.
Lapho ebandleni lapha e 9/11 e New York.
For the next 3 to 6 months the churches were packed.
Uthola ukuthi lapho kwaba inyanga entathu kwezisithupha isonto beligcwele.
People wanted answers.
Abantu ababefuna impendulo.
Was it the devil that attacked the United States?
Ngabe uSathane lo wahlasela iMelika na?
Was it just happenstance? Was it just something that happened?
Nomhlambe into eyazenzakalela nje.
One preacher was preaching a series of messages.
Manje lo kukhona umshumayelo owayeshumayela uchungechunge lwentshumayelo.
On morality.
Ekhuluma ngokuyiphatha.
And the day after this attack, his announced subject was sexuality and Christianity. A church is packed. This is a Pentecostal church. And the church is packed. And everybody that came, they're in tears. They're full of fear. And the pastor gets up and announces, we continue our subject on morality and we speak on sex today.
And
all over the United States, people got up right in the middle of the service. Some interrupted the preaching. Pastor, what's happening? What's this all about? And there weren't many pastors had any answers at all. 6 months after
6/11
or
9/11,
the New York Times did a survey. Because less people are going to church after 6 months after than before. And this was the question that was asked. Why did you quit going to church? And these were the answers. There was no life. It was nothing but death. No pastor could give us answers. One man said there was not one thing in the service. This was a young person. They gave me not one reason why I should ever go back to church again. I want to take you to the Bible and prove something. God has made us a covenant promise. Half of that promise has been fulfilled, the other half is in the process of being fulfilled. We have just read it to you. In those days and at that time, I will cause the righteous branch of David to spring forth. He shall execute justice and righteousness.
Okay.
That's in Jeremiah 33:15.
lapho kuJeremia 33 verse 15 siyithola iverse ilapha igamazo athi ngalezo zinsuku nangaleso sikhathi ngiyakuhlumisela uDavid ihlumela lokulunga liyakwenza kwahlulela nokulunga emhlabeni.
To save time, let me paraphrase it.
Ukuba ke mhlambe ngonge isikhathi ngizothi nje ukuchaza ngeyami indlela.
God said,
uNkulunkulu wathi,
if you can break my covenant the night and the day,
uma ngabe uyosephula lokhu uzani isivumelwano namhlanje,
you wake up one day,
uzovuka ngolunye usuku,
there's no more day, there's just night.
Uyothola ukuthi ngalolo suku akuseyona imini kodwa ubusuku.
Then you can tell me that I can break my covenant.
Uma ngabe kungenzeka lokho usuyosho ukuthi cha
the first part of that covenant has been fulfilled.
Ingxenye yokuqala ezimelwano isifezekile.
Jesus came to fulfill that first part of the covenant.
UJesu ufikile ba azofeza leyo ngxenye yokuqala ezimelwano.
His name shall be called righteousness.
Ubizwa ngokuthi ukulunga.
The incarnate Christ was the fulfillment of that prophecy.
Yena waba ke uChrist owaba inyama waba ukugcwaliseka kwaleso sivumelwano.
But here's the other side of the promise. There shall never lack a time. There shall never be a time.
Asikho isikhathi esoke sibe khona.
That there shall not be a Levite priest ministering to me.
Lapho ngeke babikho khona umpriest ongumlevi ozobe engikhona.
As long as there's day and night.
Uma nje kusekhona imini nobusuku.
I will have pastors.
Ngizoba nabo abefundisi.
Who minister to me.
Labo abazobe ngikhonza.
In spite of the backsliding.
Na ngale nje kokuthi khona ukuhlehla.
In spite of the conditions of Sodom.
Noma ngaze kube khona izimo zeSodoma liqobo.
I already kept half of my covenant.
Ngisengiyigcinile ngxenye yokuqala ezivumelwano sami.
And I promise you.
Manje ke ngiyanthembisa.
And I make a covenant with you.
Ngizivumelana nani.
As long as there's day and night.
Lapho kusekhona nje imini nobusuku.
I will have a priesthood to my own heart.
Ngizoba nabo abapriesti abazoba ngabenhliziyo yami.
And in spite of so many that are quitting.
Noma ngabe bakhona abaningi abashiyayo.
So many going toward the world.
Bebuyela ezweni.
God is still raising up a Levitical priesthood.
Usaqhubeka uNkulunkulu uzivusela abapriesti bakaLevi.
Now I want to talk to you about two streams.
Ngizokhuluma kini ke namhlanje ngemikhakha emibili.
Ezekiel the prophet prophesied.
Le uHezekiel a prophet angakho.
In the last days,
ngezinsuku zokugcina,
there will be two kinds of congregations.
Kuzoba khona inhlobo ezimbili.
There will be two kinds of preachers, two kinds of ministers.
Kuzoba khona futhi izinkonzo ezimbili mhlawumbe ezobupriesti nezobushumayeli.
There will be those who minister to me, he said.
Uthi uNkulunkulu ke bakhona labo abangikhonzayo.
And there will be others who are full of abomination.
Kodwa futhi ke bakhona labo abagcwele isinengiso.
In Ezekiel 40 to chapter 44,
laphana kuHezekiel isahluko samashumi amane anane.
Ezekiel has a vision of a great temple that is going to be built.
Unombono lapho uHezekiel ngetempeli elikhulu eliyakwakhiwa.
If you're a pastor, you've read it many times.
Uma ngabe ungumfundisi leyo ndawo uyifundile kaningi.
That cannot be a physical tabernacle or a temple.
Lelo tempeli ofunda ngalo lapho kungeze kwaba yitempeli eliphathekayo eliphathwa ngezandla.
Because it stretches over lands and seas and mountains.
Ngoba lapho ufunda ngalo lapho uyathola ukuthi libanzi ngendlela yokuthi leqa ngisho imfula nezintaba nazonke izingxenye zomhlaba.
He's talking about the church of the last days.
Lelo tempeli khuluma ngebandla lokugcina lezinsuku zokugcina.
He sees the church.
Uthi ibandla
has no boundaries.
Uthi alinamncele ibandla, alinasiphetho.
And the glory of the Lord, he said, is coming down on that house.
Inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu yehlela phezu kwaleyo ndlu.
I read the very words.
Ngizowafunda ke lawo magama.
You don't need to turn. I'll repeat. The glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face.
Lapho ezekele esho uthi ngabona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu igcwalisa indlu ngawa ngobuso.
He said there will be glory of God in the last days.
Uthi ke bakhona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ngezinsuku zokugcina.
But Ezekiel saw a strange, horrifying sight.
Kodwa manje uHezekiel wabona In
spite of the glory,
a rebellious
priesthood came forth.
Kwatholakala ukuthi kugcwala upriest obuyileyo.
The Levitical priesthood was to guard the gates of the tabernacle.
Laphana ithempeli walinamasango kumele ligadwe abapriesti abangamaleyo.
They were to cleanse it.
Umsebenzi wabo wakukuhlanza.
They were to repair it.
Balikhande.
No stranger was allowed in.
Kungekho izinto mhlambe ilwane ezidwa
no abomination was allowed in.
Kungekho lutho oluqale kuse olizongena khona.
Nothing of heathenism or idolatry was allowed in. But he said, look at the gates. He commands this prophet. Look at the entrances of the gate. Please go to Ezekiel 44 if you will, please. And I want you to look at verses
5 and 7.
The Lord said unto me, Son of man, mark well and behold with your eyes and hear with your ears all that I say unto you concerning the ordinance of the house of the Lord and the laws thereof. Mark well the entering in of the house with every going forth of the sanctuary. And you brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart, uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house. When ye offer my bread, the fat, and the blood, they have broken my covenant because of their abominations.
Ujehova wathi kimi, indodana yomuntu, ubheke inhliziyo yakho, ubone ngamehlo akho, uzwe ngezindlebe zakho, konke engikhuluma kuwe ngazo zonke izimiso zendlu kaJehova, nangayo yonke imithetho yayo. Uqaphele indawo yendlu yokungena nazo zonke izindawo zokuphuma zendlu engcwele. Lokhu ngenisile abezizwe abangasokile ngenhliziyo nabangasokile ngenyama ukuba babe sendlini yami engcwele bayingcolise indlu yami lapho ninikela ngesinkwa sami nangamanoni nangegazi naphula izimelwano sami ngazo zonke iziningiso zenu.
Now, I don't know how the Hebrew is interpreted in your particular Bible. But what you see and what you hear now is Ezekiel being warned by God. You're going to see now, he said, what's happening in my house. There's risen up now a priesthood that is ministering to the people's idolatry. He said, look at the gates. They're supposed to be guarded. Pastor, let me tell you something. God has called you to guard the gates of your church. Nobody ever speaks at our church until we listen to at least 2 tapes. We make calls and we check it up. As a pastor, it's my responsibility not to ever let a wolf come into the congregation. When I went to New York City, and the church began to be packed with people, from the very first I made my congregation a promise. I said, God helping me, I will never allow anyone with false doctrine in this pulpit. I will never let anybody come in here with this message of adultery or fornication. There will be no wolves come to tear you apart.
And
I kept that promise. But for one exception.
There
was a young preacher I once knew. Righteous, powerful young man.
He
could sing and he could preach. I didn't know his heart had changed. I didn't check him out. I wasn't guarding the gate. I invited him for a service. As soon as he got up, sang his first song, I knew he was in the flesh. He was trying to create something in the flesh. And I jumped up. I went to the pulpit. I said, I want you to sit down. I said, I'm sorry. But you were in the flesh. I don't want to embarrass you. But you were not the man I knew. And I didn't know his people had put t-shirts for sale outside that had demonic pictures on them. And I asked my sister to escort him out. And I bowed my head on the pulpit. And I began to weep. And I apologized. I said, I've sinned against God and I've sinned against you. Let me tell you what America exports. Coca-Cola and false doctrine.
And
it shocks me. And I don't understand. Pastors are supposed to be men of God. They allow these preachers from other countries to come in. And I'll tell you when you can tell when they're false. They're going to ask you for money. Money is the number one thing. And they're going to tell you, you're going to be a great evangelist, you're going to be mighty. They prophesy nothing but good. You know what the prophet said? If they were my servants, if they were my pastors, they would show the people the difference between the profane and the holy. Any man who won't preach about profanity and show you the difference between what is holy and what is unclean, he's not a God. He's in the flesh. You see, if you look at the gates, look what they're letting into the church. In the United States, they illustrate their sermons in many big churches now. A big screen.
They
take excerpts out of that to illustrate their sermons. Some of those movies are filthy, full of cursing and God hatred. Now, I don't know what you expected to hear. But I'm telling you, there are two kinds of preachers here. Now, folks, I'm 73 years old.
I don't
have anything to prove anymore.
I have a
church to go to preach to.
And I don't
like to travel. But God arranged this time.
And
He wants to speak to our heart. You're one of two kinds of preachers. And you pastor one of two kinds of churches. Now, if you'll be patient with me,
and
let me take you, I have to give you a foundation of these two priesthoods, the Abiathar priesthood and the Zadok priesthood.
Do you
remember the story in 1
Samuel?
An unknown prophet comes to Eli. He said to Eli, you've been disobedient to the Lord's commandment. You've honored yourself and your sons above God. God made you a promise. You're going to have a long-lasting, everlasting ministry. But not so now. Because you've been disobedient. There shall not be an old man in your house. Every man in your lineage will die at a young age. Your sons Hophni and Phinehas are going to die soon. Then he made a strange prophecy. He says, the one that I shall not cast out shall consume your eyes with grief. He said, there will always be your kind. I'm not going to wipe your kind of ministry off the map. There will always be one of your kind. There will always be this kind of preacher. Who's afraid of reproof. Compromiser. Taking the spoil of the poor to himself. You always have your kind. You skip later to the days of Saul, King Saul.
And
you remember that he asked Doeg to kill 85 priests from Nob. These were all sons and grandsons of Eli. And what does the Bible say?
Little Bible.
And Abiathar escaped. Just as the prophet prophesied. One shall escape. One of your kind. David adopts him. When David comes to the throne, he has two priests, Abiathar and Zadok. Zadok is the Aaron priesthood.
Abiathar
is the Eli priesthood. And for a long time,
They seem to be equally anointed. When Absalom rises up in rebellion against his father, both Abiathar and Jacob are faithful to him.
Zadok or
you can't tell what's in this man's heart yet. I know preachers who preach for an anointing for years. And they prayed for a season. They were successful. But there was a controversy with God that was never settled. There was a sin that never was yielded. Please hear me. It's usually one thing. One besetting sin that has never been settled that keeps us from the full blessing of God. Something that God has spoken about time and time again. I'm sure God was dealing by His Spirit with Abiathar. Jesus here is a type of, or David here is a type of Christ in his kingdom, the coming kingdom of Christ. But this thing in Abiathar is finally exposed. Adonijah, one of David's sons, takes authority. Tries to take authority. Joab joins his rebellion. And a group of egotistical men. Follow Adonijah. To a place called the Stone of Zoheleth. In Hebrew, it's the Stone of the Serpent. And they gather there to take the kingdom. There's not a holy man in their midst. Nathan was not invited. Zadok was not invited. Do you know what Adonijah means in Hebrew? Success and prosperity. Are you getting the picture? I said, are you getting a picture? Of an Abiathar priesthood. And that priesthood is with us today. Never reprove the congregation. We have a gospel in the United States. They call it seeker friendly. I call it sinner appeasement. I do not condemn these men. But I see something in the United States that must grieve the heart of God. With pastors of churches of 10, 20, and 30,000. And they are saying, we do not reprove in this church. People have too many problems. People are hurting so much. Nothing negative. Just psychological self-help. They don't call it that, but that's what it is. A young lady who sings under the anointing called our office. She was invited to sing in one of these churches. 10,000 people. She's spirit-filled. Godly. And while she was singing, the conviction of the Holy Spirit fell on the whole audience. And she just began to talk about the need to get right with God. She sang another song. People started weeping all over the congregation. She said, if you really are hungry, you want your life changed, just come here and kneel. The leadership was angry. They called a meeting the next day. And the pastor stood before his staff. Never again, he said. Will we allow this to happen in this church? We are not here to offend people. My Bible says the cross of Jesus Christ is an offense. When Solomon came to the throne, you know what he did? He has Joab slain. Then he calls Abiathar the priest. Let me read to you what Solomon said to him. You don't have to turn there because it would take too much time. You can mark it down. It's 1 Kings, the second chapter. And unto Abiathar the priest, this is verse 26 and 27. I'll read one verse and then you read one verse. Okay. Alright. And unto Abiathar the priest, the king, or Solomon, said, go to Anathoth, to your own fields, you're worthy of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because you bear the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all things my father was afflicted. Listen to this now. Verse 27. So Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord which he spake concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh.
Umpresti, hamba uye anathonti, emasimini akho, lokhu ungokufa, kepha angikubulala namuhla, ngokuba wawuthwala umphongolo wenkosi uJehova phambi kaDavid ubaba, wahlupheka ngakho konke ubaba ahlupheka ngakho. Solomon wayesemxosha Abiyathara, angabe esaba ngumpresti kuJehova, ukuba agcwalise izwi likaJehova alikhuluma ngendlu kaEli eShilo.
Now I want you to go to Ezekiel 44, please.
Laphana futhi kuHezekeli isahluko samashumi amane anani lapha ebesikhona.
God said to Ezekiel,
uNkulunkulu wathi kuHezekeli,
there's now a priesthood that keep my sanctuary, charge of my sanctuary.
Akekho umpristi onake indlu yami engcwele.
Uncircumcised in flesh.
Futhi abasokile enyameni.
If you go to verse 10, Ezekiel
44.
I will read it in English and you read it in your own language. The Levites that have gone far from me when Israel went astray,
Gepha malevi adeda kude nami lapho Israel eduka.
They went astray, I'll read the whole thing. They went astray after their idols. They shall bear their iniquity, yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having charge at the gates of the house, ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people. They shall stand before them to minister to them, because they ministered unto them before their idols, caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore I have lifted up my hand against them, saith the Lord, they shall bear their iniquity.
Gepha malevi adeda kude nami lapho Israel eduka elandela izithombe zawo ayakuthwala ububi bawo abezikhonza endlini yami engcwele abonise amasango endlu akhonze endlini ahlabe iminikelo yokushiswa nemhlatshelo yabantu eme phambi kwabo ukuba abakhonze ngokuba ebebakhonza phambi kweyithombe zabo aba yisikhubekiso sobubi kuyo indlu yakwa-Israyeli ngalokho ngiphakamisile isandla sami kuwo isho inkosi uJehova athwale ububi bawo.
Now get the picture, please.
Ngicela uba ube usibone kahle lesi sithombe.
God says they're uncircumcised priests.
Ukhuluma ngabapriesti abangasokile.
They're leading my people astray.
Laba abadukisa abantu.
They are men with transgression in their hearts.
Abantu abanenhliziyo ezinobubi.
And they are preaching death, in essence, is what he's saying.
Bashumayela ukufa ilokho ezekela kushola.
In my King James Bible it says this.
Nako kushuwa kwelami humusho la.
They shall not come near to me.
Ngeke basondele kimi.
To do the office of a priest.
Benze umsebenzi wobupriest.
They shall not come near any of my holy things.
Ngeke basondele entweni zami ezingcwele.
They're going to bear their shame.
Bazothwala ihlazo labo.
For the abominations they've committed.
Ngenxa yobubi ababenzileyo.
But listen to this. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house for all the service thereof and for all that shall be done there. I have wondered at times when ministers of the gospel, even some that are living in open sin, I know some in my mind now. They've left their wives and married younger women. In one church in particular, 15,000
people.
The people say, we love him too much. Let's just forget it. He still pastors the church. Without any correction. And here's what God told the prophet. Even though they are uncircumcised in their flesh, I shall appoint them to minister to the people in the house. They won't come to me. I am not with them. They will go through the sacrifices. Can you get the picture, please? Men who are living in sin, ministering to the people, with unclean hands, impure hearts, and the people don't know the difference. Nobody knows. He comes around and looks like a holy man. And God said, they shall not come near me. There's nothing holy about them. They shall bear their shame. What is their shame? What is the iniquity of a man like this? What is the shame and the iniquity that God passes down upon a man who compromises? It is the worst tragedy that can ever happen to a man of God.
And
it's happening all over the world right now. When the presence of God is lifted. When the Holy Ghost is gone. And there's nothing left but death. God says, I'm not going with you. I've had people come to me. And they say, why does God allow such and such a pastor who is so blatantly sinful? Why doesn't God deal with them? This is the answer. It's a Abiathar priesthood. God said there will always be that kind. Let me tell you, if you want to know if you're that kind of a priest, it's when you've been under the glory of God for so long. And you've heard 1,000 sermons. And for about 500 sermons, you were convicted. Now you can sit in a meeting like this and be unmoved and untouched. No matter who would come to this pulpit, you can hear Brother Stegen hello, and sit there. There's no Holy Ghost anguish. There's a hardness of heart. And God will allow you to stay in your pulpit. But every holy person in that church is going to leave you. And every holy person is going to be replaced with somebody that has idols in their heart. Because God said they will minister to their idols. And I've visited churches just like that. Just sitting in the congregation. And have to get up and run out. Because it's Ichabod. Oh, but there's good message. There's a good word. There's another priesthood. The Zadok priesthood. Verse 15, Ezekiel 44. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister to me. They shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood. They shall enter into my sanctuary. They shall come near to my table. They will minister to me. They will keep my charge.
Geba ba priest ba malevi amadoda na kasadoki ababegcina inkonzo yendlu yami engcwele lapho abantwana bakwa Israel beduka kimi bayakusondela kimi bangikhonze beme phambi kwami banikele kimi ngamanoni nangegazi isho inkosi uJehova bayokwengena endlini yami engcwele.
Do you remember the covenant we've talked about as we started the message? And I'm bringing this message soon to a close. He said, I make you a covenant. I will always have before me those who minister to me, this priesthood. And as long as there is sunlight and there is daylight and night time, I assure you, I promise you, I will have this priesthood. And the Bible says in verse They will wear linen, and they shall gird themselves. They shall not gird themselves with anything that causes sweat. Please look this way. The man who prays, the sister who is shut in with God, the one that gives him the fat and the blood. The blood represents life. The life is in the blood. This Zadok priesthood, they have given him everything. The best of their time. They don't give the congregation the best of the time. I told the congregation when I went to New York City. Do you want me just to be your buddy, your friend? Do you want me just make you happy and socialize with you? Or do you want me to go and pray and seek the face of God? And stand in this pulpit and convict your kids of sin and keep your marriage together? You see, God says, they're going to come to me, minister to me, and give me the blood. And they're going to give me the fat. The fat represents the best of everything. And it's the fat that intensifies the fire. The fat helped consume totally every part of the sacrifice. He said, and I'm going to have a clean, holy priesthood that bring me the blood and the fat. And that blood that is given, laid on the sacrifice, causes the fire to burn brighter. And I'm asking God, at 73 years of age, I will never retire. I will never quit. I will never give up. I want him to keep calling me to the mountain of prayer. I want to put fat down on the altar that intensifies the fire, that burns out the pride, the need to be recognized. Consume my roving eyes. Consume everything that is unlike Jesus. Consume the besetting sins. I want to give him everything. Are you of the Zadok priesthood? If you are, then even now, even as I speak, the Holy Spirit is at work in your heart. Such a loving Father. And how He loves His servants. If I wasn't convinced of God's love for me, I couldn't preach. In this message tonight was not to put you down, but to show you what's happening today. And a loving warning from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and speak to our hearts. There's not a man or woman here that you don't love. You love everyone in this place with a passion. And we've come to renew our passion for Christ. Oh Jesus, forgive me for the lack of faith that I have sometimes. The doubts that flood in my heart. Oh God, take out of me everything unlike you. Cleanse me. Sanctify my heart. God, cleanse your ministry. We heard Pastor tell us that before we started the service. Get rid of the dung. Let the Holy Ghost cleanse us. And if we'd obey you, our best days will be ahead. And we will be at your table, ministering to you.
Dear friends, we have heard about two different kinds of priesthood.
Zihlobo sizwile ngabapresti ngezinhlobo ezimbili.
I think all of us are, so to say, priests.
Yibona ukuthi abaningi bethu singabapriesti.
All busy in the ministry.
Sibhizi sonke ngobufundisi ngokuletha ivangeli.
God has challenged us tonight.
UNkulunkulu usiphonsele inselele namhlanje ebusuku.
What kind of a preacher am I?
Ngingumfundisi onjani na?
What kind of priests are we?
Siluhlobo olunjani lwabapriesti thina?
With clean lips?
Sinezindebe ezingcwele?
Hands?
Nezandla?
And hearts?
Nezinhliziyo?
Shall we pray once again?
Agesikhuleke kanye futhi.
We would like to see ourselves.
Nkosi sithanda ukuthi sizibonele.
In the light of eternity.
Ngokukhanya kwengunaphakade.
In the light of God's presence.
Ngokukhanya obukhona ngobukhona bukaNkulunkulu.
In the light of your holy word.
Nangokukhanya kwezwi lakho elingcwele.
And God's holy spirit.
Nomoya wakho oyingcwele.
Lord, John has told us that you had told him that God is light.
Njengoba uJohane wasifundisa ukuthi wena wamfundisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungukukhanya.
And that there is no darkness in him whatsoever.
Nokuthi ubumnyama abukho nokuncane kuyena.
We thank you for the light that has shone this evening.
Siyabonga ngokukhanya okwakhanya namhlanje ebusuku.
May shine brightly right through the night.
Kwangathi kungakhanya ubusuku bonke.
And tomorrow as well.
Nakusasa futhi.
A light that brings everything to light.
Ukukhanya okuzoveza konke ekukhanyeni.
And that covers nothing and that cannot hide anything from your sight.
Lapho kungafihlakali lutho konke kubonakala ngamehlo akho.
That we may be on the right side of the right priesthood.
Ngokuthi sibe kulolu hlangothi olufaneleyo lobupriesti.
With Paul we'd like to say, Lord,
kanye no Paul sithanda ukusho Nkosi,
we wouldn't like to run the race and at the end find that we are disqualified.
Asithanda ukuthi sigijime lo mncintiswano kanti sikhishwa singavunyelwa egcineni.
Maybe may we be men and women of God.
Sibe amadoda nabomame nabesifazane bakaNkulunkulu.
Acceptable to you.
Simukeleka kuwe.
With a sweet savor.
Sibe iphunga elimnandi kuwe.
Please don't stop working, Lord.
Ungami ngokusebenza Nkosi.
The work that you have started in our lives, bring it to perfection.
Lo msebenzi oqalile empilweni yethu kwangathi kungaqhubeke kuze kuphelele.
Destroy everything that's of the devil.
Bubhisa konke okuSathane.
That every knee and every neck shall bow.
Uguze onka matolo, nomtamo yonke kutkotama.
And confess Jesus as Lord.
Sonke sivumukuthi uJesu uyinkosi.
Amen.
Amen.